Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Catch it. DK Metcalf. And mixing it up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is not going to have great consequences for the Steelers. DK Metcalf. And mixing it up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is not going to have great consequences for the Steelers.
Good announces. Good announcing there. Good announcing by me to start. Dear God. Good analysis by Tony Romo. Oh, geez. Oh, God. Oh, my. It's like the first time I saw the Grand Canyon. Easy there, Tony. DK Metcalf, if you've been under a rock for the last 12 hours or so, been suspended 2 games by the National Football League, and I think there's room for some nuance here, folks. I don't know that you typically would associate me or intern Dom with nuance, but we are going to parse through this sucker right now. There are 3 parts to this, in my not-so-humble opinion. We'll get to 2 of the parts in the first segment. We got part 3 coming up next. That's right. I'm teasing you with 3rd part already. Pat Bostic from 7 o'clock until 10. Jeff Hathorn at 7. Trey Essex at 8 o'clock. 3 parts to this. Suspended for 2 games is nonsense. It's absolute freaking nonsense. So we'll start here at 412-928-9370. Do you agree with the suspension? I do not. I thought he was going to get a game. I thought a game would have been deserved. You can't hit a fan in the face. I don't care how big of a jackass the fan is, and this guy, my lord, seems like a jackass. You can't hit a fan in the face. There are just some lines you can't cross. And the Pistons and the Pacers, they ruined it for everybody when they went into the crowd, Malice at the Palace, and started beating on people. They made it not fun for anybody else. But you can't hit a fan. You can't. That's a line you just can't cross. That being said, this is what the NFL put out there in their statement when announcing that DK Metcalf was suspended. Quote, players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. And if a player makes unnecessary physical contact with a fan in any way that constitutes unsportsmanlike conduct or presents crowd control issues and or risk of injury, he will be held accountable. End quote. Now, the NFL could have included ellipses, ... unless your name's Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson, in Buffalo, week 1, a fan pushed his helmet, but he two-hand shoved the fan. Nothing. Crickets from the NFL. Wouldn't want to suspend a star quarterback at the very beginning of the season, would we? Make no mistake about it, that's why Lamar Jackson wasn't suspended. And the NFL, they'll bury their head in the sand and say, well, it's a different circumstance whenever the fan initiates the contact. Really? Because according to this statement, players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. Blah, 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 blah. So according to the NFL's own statement, there is absolutely no reason that a player should ever make unsportsmanlike conduct with a fan, unsportsmanlike contact with a fan. Well, Lamar did. Crickets. Lamar did nothing. Meanwhile, DK Metcalf does it. He gets two games? Again, I'm fine with one. You just can't do what DK did. But Lamar gets zero, he gets two. That doesn't sit well with me. So how do you feel about the suspension? 412-928-9370. I was a little bit surprised by Steelers fans yesterday via the phones and via the text line who were saying that DK deserves anything that's coming to him. Yeah, I'm not going to go that far. I think he deserves a game. He doesn't deserve to. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. There is more nuance here. Again, I am not absolving DK of what he did. But DK says that this guy has harassed him before, and he reported him to stadium security last year. So, in a way, again, not absolving DK. But the NFL let Metcalf down. If what DK has alleged was true before, if it's not true now, that guy shouldn't have been going to games anymore. Like, there are certain lines that you as a fan cannot cross. Forget human being. I mean, the things that are alleged to have come out of this guy's mouth by DK Metcalf, whether you believe it or not, if he said them, there's no place for that in society, let alone a damn NFL stadium directed at a player. If that's what happened before and DK reported this man to stadium security, then stadium security and ipso facto, hello, the NFL let DK Metcalf down. And DK and his representation and the NFL Players Association should bring that up in the appeal. I don't think DK is going to win the appeal, though. Even if there's compelling evidence that what DK is saying is true, the appeal is being heard by Roger Goodell. And Roger Goodell is going to want to send the message here. Or, at the very least, at this point now, rubber stamp the message. So I don't see this going down from two games to one. If it were some sort of unaffiliated arbiter, then maybe. But I don't think Roger Goodell can be seen in his own eyes as the commissioner who took it easy on a guy who punched a fan. But I think two games is too much. When Lamar gets zero, I don't think DK can get two. 412-928-9370. I said there are two parts. Here's the second part. It's a selfish act. There's no two ways about that. We're all human beings. There's a reason that I don't post things about my family on my professional social media accounts. Because I know if someone said something about my kids or my wife, then I'd probably put something on social media that could get me in hot water. I need to protect myself. But that's what DK Metcalf needed to do here in this situation. If DK's telling the truth, and if this guy said the things to him that he says he said, you still can't walk over there. Because those are two of the most hateful words, one of them the most hateful word in the English language. And I wouldn't trust myself to go over there. I wouldn't. And DK needs to know that about himself. If I go over here and this guy's going to say stuff, what am I going to do? One of the best ways to avoid trouble is to not put yourself in the situation. I have skipped three of my friends' bachelor parties in Las Vegas. Why? Because I'll wind up on a roof like Doug, throwing my mattress off the top of some high rise in Las Vegas. I'll get sunburnt. I'd probably perish. I just don't put myself in that situation. Crowley in Vegas, bad news. If I'm there, it's not going to be, oh, I'll just take it easy. No. I'm staying up for 72 straight hours. I'm drinking beer, and I'm losing my house to gambling. I ain't putting myself in that position. DK's got to be smart. This guy's an ass. You can't go over there and engage him because nothing good happens to you, and all you're going to do is put that guy in a position to take your money, and you're putting your career in a bad spot. Because this isn't just a two-game suspension. This came down later last night. that DK Metcalf will now potentially lose $45 million in guarantees from his contract because the two-game suspension for which the NFL terms conduct detrimental to the league now voids the $45 million. Now, Metcalf could still be able to earn that money over the next 2 years, but CBS Sports grabbed the contract, and it notes that if he fails to practice or play with the club for any reason, which includes player suspension by the NFL or club for conduct detrimental, his guarantees will be null and void. DK, you can't put yourself in that position. Again, it sounds like this guy, at best, was just looking for an altercation. At best, this guy premeditated all this and wanted some sort of interaction with DK Metcalf. At worst, he's a racist, misogynist. I'm going to get in trouble. Dot, dot, dot. You can't put yourself in that situation. And you owe it to your teammates, not just yourself, not to put yourself in hot water. Because now the Steelers don't have DK Metcalf for two games. Now, that may not matter. You might have been resting him anyhow if the Green Bay Packers can finish off the Baltimore Ravens for you on Saturday night. But if they don't, that Browns game is massive. You don't want it all to come down to Week 18. And he wouldn't be there for that one either. You can't do that to your teammates. DK Metcalf is a massive part of this team, a massive part of this offense. He sucks so much attention from the opposing team's defense. It allows guys who are old and slow, like Adam Thielen, to get open over the middle of the field. And if you don't have DK Metcalf, you make your path to clinching the AFC North that much more difficult. And it didn't need to happen. It's one thing if a guy gets hurt. You can't control that. You can control your own actions. And he didn't. So I disagree with the NFL coming down as hard as they did with the two-game suspension. But here's the new ones. I still think, DK, buddy, you can't put yourself in that situation. Your thoughts. 412-928-9370. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I'm interested to get Bostic's perspective on this as a former player, Trey Essex's perspective on this as a former player, and Jeff Hathorn will be with us at 7 o'clock. We'll get his take on the whole deal here and what guys were saying in the locker room following the game in Detroit.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On third down, got it to DK Metcalf. And fighting his way for the touchdown.
So that won't happen for a couple of games unless you believe that Roger Goodell will lower the suspension, reduce the suspension from two games to one in the appeal. I do not think that's going to happen. I think Roger Goodell would rather resign than be the commissioner who says, punching a fan? Well, now that we heard your side of it, we'll take it down from two games to one. I just don't think it's going to happen. Super selfish act by DK. He never should have put himself in the position. He gave the fan, who I think premeditated this, exactly what he wanted. But that being said, two games to me is harsh when Lamar Jackson got none for two-hand shoving a fan in Buffalo. And again, here's the statement from the NFL. Players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. Okay, Lamar did that. Zero-game suspension. Metcalf does it. Two-game suspension. Make that make sense. 412-928-9370. I said people can tweet me as well. Pokey DeBear tweets, quite the pedestal you're putting yourself on this morning, LOL. Paralleling yourself to an NFL player. Hashtag go to Vegas, sissy. I always love Pokey DeBear's tweets. A breath of fresh air on this hellhole called Twitter. Let's go to Anthony in Oakland, who actually is a breath of fresh air. Good morning, Anthony.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Listen, I'm going to put my union hat on again. And I would use the argument you did about precedent was already set when you didn't suspend Jackson. But the problem is that DK Metcalf went to an area where he should not have been, and he initiated the interaction with the fan. Because watching the video, there's a security person standing right behind that fan. If he'd had an issue with this person in the past, you talk to that security person.
Yep.
Then there was police already on the field. Talk to them. You do not go over under any circumstance and initiate any interaction that turned violent. That was violent. We may not like to see it, but it's on every national news. It looks like a violent incident. So he has hurt the team. Plus, let me say this. As a black man, I don't believe for one second that punk influencer said anything racial to DK. I think DK threw that in there after he figured out that there's something went awry here.
Is that how you felt about the Myles Garrett, Mason Rudolph situation too, Anthony?
I certainly did. Mason Rudolph did not say anything racial to Myles Garrett. Myles knew he screwed up too, and he tried to justify it. You can't just, and now DK's hurt has opened himself out to a lawsuit because you besmirched this man in a very negative way.
And potentially, Anthony, he could be out $45 million. Now, I imagine he will still get the money. He's been a productive player. As long as he plays out the next couple of years, he'll get that cash. But man, I can't believe that is even in there.
Well, no, it's in the contract. It's in the morals clause is in their contract.
Right.
And conduct detrimental can cost you a lot of money. See, this is why there's no leadership right now in the Players Association. Their president had to resign for malfeasance. But you have to talk to these players and let them know. Now, here's what someone has to be in, his agent and his attorney have to be in DK's ear now. Get out on this. Apologize. I'm going to take the two-game suspension. What I did hurt the team,
yep.
Hurt myself, my family. You have to get out in front of this now for this thing escalates.
And
so what he said was very selfish.
It was absolutely selfish. There's really nothing you said there I disagree with, Anthony, and I appreciate the call. You have a happy new year and a Merry Christmas,
all right,
buddy.
You too, man.
I knew Anthony would be first up today. This is the kind of stuff that gets Anthony going, baby, as a union guy. Yeah, that is also why Roger Goodell is not going to lower the suspension, because the union is weak and he is just going to bang, kick him in the face. 412-928-9370. We'll take a couple of calls in a second here, but I told you there is a third part to this. Part one, disagree with the two-game suspension. Part two, still does not absolve DK Metcalf for his actions, which were completely unnecessary and selfish and hurt the team. And number three, here's how it hurts the team. Folks, I'm nervous about this Cleveland game now. If the Packers don't take care of the Ravens for you, this Cleveland game got a lot more difficult to win. And people are going to call in and they're going to go, oh, no, it's the Brownies. Oh, you're going to beat the Browns. Steelers open as a 4.5-point favorite. They're now a 3.5-point favorite. Now, is that because DK Metcalf's not playing? I don't know. Serves to reason, it could be. But here's what happens when the Steelers go to Cleveland. In 2024, they lose to damn Jameis Winston, who had never played in the snow in his life. He never won a game where it was colder than 40 degrees, and you lose. 2023, Matt Canada gets fired because you lose to Dorian Thompson-Robinson. 2022, you lose to damn Jacoby Brissett, 29-17. 2021, you lose to the Browns. And in 2019, that's the Myles Garrett helmet gate incident, you lose 21-7. The Steelers have lost 5 of their last 6 games in Cleveland. And there's always weird stuff going on. Helmets swinging. Fourth string quarterbacks. Guys who've never played in the cold suddenly looking like Brett Favre at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. Now you go in there without your number one wide receiver on a team where you've got depth now at that position, but you have zero game breakers on the outside without DK. MVS could be that. He had an opportunity to catch a touchdown from Rodgers. Would have been a tough play, but had an opportunity to make a play for Rodgers on Sunday and didn't. I'm not saying the Steelers will lose in Cleveland. I am saying that the path to victory got all that much tougher. Because if there's one thing the Browns do, it's they play defense in that stadium. Look at the Bills last week. Winning that game for them was like getting blood from a stone. They're good. They've got Josh Allen. The Browns are trash. And it's a 3-point football game. Now you got to walk up in there without your best wide receiver? I don't like it. And if it should come down to week 18 against the Ravens, I'm not crazy about that team. I think they stink. But if it comes down to week 18 and you don't have DK Metcalf, that might be enough to swing the advantage in Baltimore's favor. So I'm real friggin' pissed off about this, because DK never should have let it get to this point, and the NFL should not have also suspended DK for week 18. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. We'll get intern Dom's opinion on all this coming up next. We'll also take your calls, texts, and tweets. A reminder, the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by our great friends at Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DK Metcalf suspended for 2 games. If the Packers should fail to beat the Ravens on Saturday night, it's win and in for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you're going to have to win and get in without DK Metcalf. That makes it harder. We spent an awful lot of time around the trade deadline talking about how the Steelers needed a number two wide receiver in case DK Metcalf got hurt. Well, regardless of the reason, he ain't going to be here now for 2 games. He's not going to win his appeal, in my opinion, because Roger Goodell is going to rubber stamp the decision. And the Steelers never win in Cleveland anymore. Ben never lost there. Since he left, they never win there. Are we all going to say because you got Adam Thielen in MVS that we're not still worried about the Steelers' number two wide receiver spot? I am. They've been really good additions, but they're not game breakers. DK's a game breaker. Now you're not going to have him. By the way, this is something George Pickens never did. George Pickens would fight guys, would fight Greg Newsome on the final play of a game on a Hail Mary, which is unforgivable in its own right. He would show up late on Christmas. He still played the game. DK Metcalf cost himself 2 games that could be critically important. Incredibly selfish from this guy. It's got me pissed off. That being said, I still think the NFL overstepped by going to 2 games instead of 1, particularly when you consider that Lamar Jackson shoved a fan with 2 hands and didn't get suspended at all. Cassius next up on the show. Hello, Cassius.
What's going on, Adam? How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay, buddy. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I got a little upset listening to that Anthony guy call in, speaking his what he had to say was a little upsetting. But anyway, I think that DK made a mistake. He got to control his emotions a little better, and I don't even know why he was over in that area by himself.
Well, that's my biggest problem with it too, Cassius, because and there's video of this, and so I don't know if the guy said what is alleged, but let's pretend like for a second that DK is telling the truth. If those words are said, of course DK is going to swing. So you just can't engage the fan. You're giving the fan exactly what he wants there, man.
Exactly. And I was a little disappointed to hear the Anthony guy call in when he said, as a black man, he pretty much think DK lied or made that up. He didn't say just that, but come on, man. Don't just assume you weren't there and they don't have audio of it. So don't just assume that he's lying. If you say as a black man, I think he's lying. That was.
Well, I also wonder too, Cassius, that
he might be lying, but none of us know. So.
Well, and I wonder too, because it's all secondhand. We haven't heard from DK yet. What I'm wondering is, were those the things that the fans said the last time that
the
DK
last time, I got it, yeah.
was
right.
there? Because people keep saying, in the video, he didn't say it. Okay, well, what if the reason that DK reported this guy in the first place was because those were the things that he was saying? Hopefully DK speaks out. And thank you so much for the call, Cassius. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
I am really fascinated to hear DK speak. If he does, he might not. And I am fascinated to hear what Mike Tomlin says today. Now, not all situations are created equal, but we all remember, and I think this went a long way for Steelers fans, when Mike Tomlin went on the NFL Network and stood up for Mason Rudolph. I'm wondering if he's going to do the same thing here for DK Metcalf. I don't know. He played dumb after the game, which was, I think, actually a smart thing for Mike Tomlin to do. I'm going to wait and see how this all plays out before I put my name on it. Well, now he's got more information. And it is a he said, but is he going to get his players back? Is he going to say those actions under any circumstances aren't acceptable? I am fascinated to hear Mike Tomlin's comments today. Dom, do you think the NFL overstepped here?
Yeah, I do. I know we're trying to speculate here on what was said, what wasn't said, and I don't want to do that. But regardless,
especially with the gravity of the words that are alleged to have been said.
Correct.
Like, it doesn't feel right to just dismiss what DK has told others just outright.
Right. Now, I think regardless of whether what was said or wasn't said, I think the NFL did overstep. You brought up the Lamar point. Lamar went and shoved a fan in Buffalo and didn't get punished at all. And then DK goes and he grabs a guy's wig and then gets two games at the end of the regular season. And he missed the punch, which I thought was the worst part of the whole thing.
I know. I heard you on the early morning show. If you're gonna hit a guy, you better get your money's worth. That's when it starts to cost you lots of money. If you're DK Metcalf, the NFL, if they wanted to suspend him for two games, and they did, what they should have done is in the statement, they should have said something along the lines of, if the fan doesn't make physical contact with you. That way they could have covered their ass for the Lamar thing. But here's what they wrote. Players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans at any time on game day. Anytime. Well, Lamar did that. Lamar confronted fans physically on game day. And the NFL says they have a zero tolerance policy for that. So why did he not get suspended? Make that make sense. 412-928-9370. Texter writes, and I think this is legit. Talk about a distraction. Now all week teammates and coaches are going to have to answer questions about this. Yeah, the intangible is they're going to have to deal with this all week. And you got to choose your words carefully because you probably want to have DK Metcalf's back, but you're all probably internally pretty pissed off that you're not going to have your best wide receiver for two games. And then the tangible is on the field. MVS can be a facsimile of DK, but he ain't DK. Adam Thielen and DK, they didn't come out of the same receiver lab. And Calvin Austin's dealing with a hammy. He's half the size of DK Metcalf. He's got speed. He can be a take the top off the defense kind of guy, but not in the same way. You're going to rely heavily on your tight ends again whenever you've finally gone to these three wide receiver sets? This is a costly mistake here by DK Metcalf is what I'm getting to. The Steelers have played 11 personnel, three wide receiver sets more the last 2 weeks than they have all year long, and they found a rhythm. They're scoring 28 points a game the last three. Rodgers is throwing dimes left and right. They finally found a rhythm. And now you take out the key cog? No good. Rubber raggy. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. It is 6:45. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. It was like every Steelers fan listening to this show had the same thought at exactly the same time. I was talking about the Steelers wide receivers who need to step up in DK Metcalf's absence. And hundreds, if not thousands of you, texted in and said, Roman Wilson, oh yeah, that gives me a lot of confidence. The guy got benched for the rotting corpse, the aging husk of Adam Thielen, because he wasn't running routes correctly or didn't have the trust to Aaron Rodgers. And now it's rubber meets the road time. Now it's, depending on what happens on Saturday night between the Packers and the Ravens, win and get in time. And we're going to count on that guy? That doesn't exactly get me all holly in the jollies. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Johnny in Cranberry. Hi, Johnny.
Adam, Merry Christmas to you and the crew.
Same to you, pal.
Thanks, brothers. Probably my last call of the year. Love the station. Love the show. I'm going to play devil's advocate for one bit, and then I'm going to really just be critical for a second. So, you know, there's no way to say, and it's like, you know, it would be horrible for me to even assume what the guy said.
Right.
But I am curious, those four people who were next to him, they had an earshot of what that guy was saying. I'm not saying he didn't say it, but it is a Teflon excuses nowadays, hypothetically, for DJ to come out and say that, or DK to come out and say that after the fact. We'll never know.
Sure, because I do think that's what Myles Garrett did, because after the game, Myles Garrett was steaming mad to the point where he hit a guy over the head with his own helmet, which could have legitimately caused brain damage, knocked him out cold. And when the microphones are in front of his face after the game, he says nothing. So I didn't buy that, but I'll play devil's advocate to your devil's advocate. If this guy did say what is being alleged by DK Metcalf's camp, who's to say the people around him ain't that guy's buddies? And if that guy's saying it, he's probably hanging out with a crew that I wouldn't want to hang out with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I hear you. And I went down the rabbit hole last night. I actually found this guy's page, and it was going around on social media. I clicked on it. He's a realtor. Again, I'm not going to assume anything. Those people were not related to that guy. I would love to hear the story behind it. But here's the bigger point. There was a guy back in the day. I'm a little older than you, but you're in the same bracket. There's a guy named Robin Ficker from the Washington Bullets. He used to sit behind the visitor bench and just heckle the hell out of every team, Jordan, everybody. Nobody reacted, right? And DK Metcalf came here to play with Aaron Rodgers and to get this team to the playoffs. It's a knucklehead move when you break it down. And we've been talking all year about not him having another receiver to take attention away from him. Now he put this team, when they were riding it in hot, it's just stupid. It really is.
It is stupid, Johnny, and I appreciate the time. He didn't swear there, did he? We'll just hit the button just in case he did. I think he might have slipped one out there at the end. We're all good. I think there's one way you handle this. If you're DK Metcalf and this guy harassed you to the point where you reported him last year when you were there, and you see him again, you point him out to NFL security. To stadium security. Because you can't put yourself in a situation where you can't trust yourself. And again, don't know what was said. Saw the video. Don't know all the real particulars. None of us actually know exactly what happened. If the things that were alleged to have been said were said, of course the human being in DK Metcalf is going to want to swing on that guy. That's why you got to know yourself. And you got to point him out to security, and you get his ass thrown from the stadium. You can't put yourself in that situation because it hurts the team. To the caller's point, they do not have a wide receiver anywhere near as dynamic as DK Metcalf on this roster. They do not. This is a massive loss in two games that could wind up being must win. Might not be, but you can't put yourself in that situation. I still think the NFL should have only suspended him for one game because Lamar got none, but I am in no way saying what DK Metcalf did was the right move. Phone lines are popping, text lines popping, people are coming after me on Twitter. We'll have time to react to all of you a little bit later on. Jeff Hathorn's going to join us coming up next. I'm interested in what he thinks Tomlin's going to say about all this today, or what players were saying in the locker room about the DK incident after the game. We'll also get into the football stuff because, hey, the Steelers are about to be kings of the AFC North, we hope. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We'll let KDK take care of that. It's the Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.